Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And 90 years ago, this little town of Port Townsend had started a festival, the Rhododendron Festival, and it had its beginnings in grassroots community. From pet parades to bed races, this local festival is the quintessential gathering of our community as we shake off the winter, and it invites us to stop and smell the roadies. We have with us today quintessential volunteers, Rita Hubbard and Mary Crozier. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, we're great to be here.
Rita, I am so pleased that I've connected with you in the past as a volunteer in other domains. But for our listeners, would you mind giving us a little bit of your history as a volunteer? And again, also Mary, we'd love to know about your history too.
I'm president now of Rhodie. I'm president of the Washington Old Time Fiddlers Association here in Jefferson, Clallam counties. I am president of the Holiday Meals Organization. So we do meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. And I'm just a big volunteer all around everywhere. So people know me from just wherever I am.
I would like to circle back to some of the motivation behind that, but we're really focusing on the Rhodie Festival. Hey, Mary, what brings you to the volunteer world?
I volunteer for quite a few things. I'm president of the Port Townsend High School Alumni Association. I'm a member of the Port Townsend Kiwanis. I've served as their president. I'm also a member of the Kiwanis Pacific Northwest District, and I'm on a couple of their boards as well. And Rhodie, I started just this year. I said to Rita, if you'll be president, I'll be vice president. So here we are.
Well, it kind of went like that. And I said, I'll agree to be president as long as you're vice president. She went, oh.
It's always great to do things with a buddy, that and hiking too, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Let's, I never like to assume that folks have had the wonderful privilege of the Rhodie Festival, as we call it in shorthand. Some of our newer folks might want to know a little bit more about it. For me, as a brand new resident several years ago, I was mystified when I drove down Lawrence Street and there were hundreds of chairs lined up. I'm like, this is a Tuesday morning. What's happening here? Some of them were roped off. Some of them had little signs. And I thought, there's something powerful about to happen. I kept watching Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So Rita, do tell, what's the history of Rhodie Festival?
Well, it actually started in 1935, and it was just a really quick little thing. They crowned a queen, and that's all there was to that. And then the American Legion got involved. And in 1936 was the very first Rhododendron Festival. That's when it took place. And that's when they started, you know, the whole thing of queens and everything. Then the Chamber of Commerce got involved and started out. They had so many events. They had a fat man's race, a boat race, a golf tournament, baseball tournament, air show, cow chip throwing contest. That was always
Bring that back.
Bed race. Somebody actually suggested that. A bed race, trike race, beard growing contest, car show, kids parade, queen's ball, and so much more. And the queen was actually chosen by how many pins she sold.
Oh my goodness. So I think I read somewhere also that I think the very first Rhododendron Festival was prompted by some kind of press release and there was some obligation like publisher clearinghouse. It was some kind of travel article and it read like, oh, we did it this year, better do it again, you know, kind of thing. Do you know anything about that or am I sideways?
Clive Buttermere started it and he convinced the Hearst Metrotone News Organization to come to Jefferson County and film the rhododendrons in bloom.
Ah.
So that's how it started. And then he provided short subjects to the leaders throughout the United States and visited Jefferson County. And then it just went from there.
Who knew that rhododendrons in bloom on video would prompt the huge dog and pony show that we have today?
Right.
Now, You know, in seriousness, though, with our pandemic closures, we've seen a lot of these festivals and activities kind of limp along. And so there was no festival for the past 2 years, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And then so now we have two co-presidents that are just chomping to tell us more about how we can get involved and what's going to be happening this year. So, you know, in a transition year like this, what are the goals for this festival? And if we could kind of talk a little bit about why one would want to be a part of this wonderful historical event.
Well, we have a couple of goals. Of course, money, donations is one, and we'll get back to that one. But the other goal is to get more local businesses and organizations and people involved in the parade, the grand parade. So we would like to see 150 entries in this parade, and bands and local floats, and, you know, just organizations carrying signs and whatever they need to do. I would really love to see a lot of the businesses involved and bring them in so that they've got some free advertising. You know, they walk in, well, it's not free, but it's almost free. They walk in the parade and, you know, people see them. And so those are our focuses right now. And then volunteers. Okay, so the volunteers that we get, we have jobs for people that want to volunteer for an hour or a whole year. So anywhere in between, you know, from 1 hour to 365 days. It's just, and it is a full-time festival. People, you know, some people think that they just show up and, hey, there's the festival. Well, it takes months and months and months of planning.
And, you know, if we're going to talk about the festival this year, what are the components that are on board that we're certainly know? We know the Grand Parade.
This year, we've got the trike races. Those are put on by the Sunrise Rotary. They come down and manage that. And that's on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we have the pet parade. On Friday, we have the kiddies parade. And that's managed by the Kiwanis Club. And then, of course, then we have the bed race Friday night and the hair and beard contest Friday night. And then we have the grand parade. And then, of course, it's, you know, wraps up with the Jim Caldwell Memorial Roadie Open at the golf course and Roadie Run.
And is there also a cake picnic this year?
There is a cake picnic, even though they're in the parade and then they have a cake picnic, but that's done by TPA.
Yeah. So Mary, when we were talking earlier, Rita mentioned handprints, and, you know, I'd love it if you could tell us a little bit about handprints, and then maybe someone could pop in and describe what a trike race is or bed race. But tell me more about the handprints, Mary. What was the history, or what was that about?
The handprints were historically done every year of the royalty. The queen and the princesses would put their hands in cement and get them all gunky. And those were done on, I don't know, maybe 3 foot by 2 foot high kind of cement slabs, and they were placed down in front of the old JCPenney store downtown.
That would be on Water Street, right?
Yeah, down on Water Street. And unfortunately, they had to be removed because it was losing foundation underneath them. And so they are now stored in a couple of places. One is, I believe, Bozak's garage. And then I'm not quite sure where the other ones are, but we want to continue that. We just need a place to put them.
Are there like, what, 80 of those handprints?
Probably.
Wow. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you mentioned a trike race. Is that open to grown-ups or little people, or what's happening there?
I'm sure grown-ups would love to ride their trikes in the trike race, but we're not going to let them. So this is just for children. We have from 1 to 6 years old. We've got two-wheeled bikes are also allowed with training wheels only. They have to be 12-inch bikes or less, but it's for just for 1 to 6 year old kids.
Okay. And bed race, what's that?
Oh, the bed race. Well, that's the one thing that we really want to get a whole lot of beds involved this year. It's, they build a bed, and there are certain requirements of, you know, how big the bed, how big the wheels can be and that kind of thing. And the person that's riding the bed has to be at least 100 pounds, and, you know, they make it fun by putting a scale out there, and the person has to jump on the scale and make sure that they're 100 pounds or more. And it takes four pushers and one rider, and they just run down Water Street, and it is just a riot.
Dang. Okay, so this sounds like a grown-up Pinewood Derby. Like, you know, people could get kind of competitive with their bed. And this is the one that caught my ear. And we haven't had a chance to have our listeners find out how they can connect with these great opportunities to volunteer. If we are listening, and thank you, listeners, are inclined to volunteer, how can we reach you?
Well, the best way to do that is to go on our website. And do we have our, I think we have our volunteer list on the, our volunteer sign up on the website.
Yes,
I did. And so they click on that and they can just fill out this form and it comes to us and we get the information and then we give them, then we contact them. Or they can call me directly. I have no problem with answering any phone calls, and that's 360-301-1104. And they can call me directly and I will get the information to them and to Mary, who's taking care of our spreadsheet, and to Tamara, who is our volunteer coordinator.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm really interested in the bed race myself. So if I wanted to sign up for any of these events that are participation, like a pet parade or the grand parade, how do we do that?
Well, the grand parade is the only one that you have to pre-register for.
Oh,
everything
really?
Else, you just show up. So for instance, in the bed race, it would be nice if we knew that they were going to come so they can call us and let us know, but they just come down there and bring their bed and we just start lining people up.
Is there anything on your website that tells me what size the bed has to be or any of the dimensions, you know, some of the parameters of participation?
You know, if it's not, we'll put it there.
Oh, like, I'm thinking, would it be cheating if I, you know, I don't know, got an old crib and got myself into a tiny little bed?
You know? No, nothing. As long as the wheels aren't too big, and the wheels I think can't be more than 12 inches. And other than that, 12 down to 1-inch wheels. So if you have a baby crib, you're going to be 1-inch wheels and you're going to be trying to push that
down. Okay, listeners, I'm shouting out there. I'm going to do the bed race. I need 4 pushers. All right. How about that website for the Roadie Festival again?
That is www.roadiefestival.org, right?
Roadiefestival.org, one word. All right. Gosh, Mary, so you have participated, have either of you participated in these events as a pet parade walker or grand parade participant?
I've been in the grand parade a number of times as the alumni, Port Townsend High School Alumni Association. I've also done it when I was with the Follies, the O'Meara Dance Studio. There was a bunch of us more mature ladies that took took tap class lessons, and we would tap ourselves down the parade route.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and you're listening to KPTZ 91.9. And today we are speaking with the fabulously motivated Rita Hubbard and Mary Crozier. And if you've missed part of this program, you can find the complete episode on our webpage. And that's so important. If folks are listening and want to share this information, they can also push that along. So your most compelling needs, a volunteer would imagine, they're going to reach out to you and they'll get details. So you've got opportunities for someone who has 4 hours. Do you have opportunities that for someone who doesn't have mobility? You might speak to other ways that people can help you if they can't be at the event themselves.
Yes, absolutely. There are usually a lot of phone calls that we like to follow up with. We don't like to leave anybody hanging. And so one of the problems that I've always found with trying to get volunteers is if you don't call them back, they kind of fall through the cracks. They say, well, they must not have needed me. They didn't call. And so that's one of the things that we try and do. We try and get back to every volunteer so that we can let them know that they are needed, they are wanted, very valuable to us. And so we have things for, you know, so phone calls from home, and we can, you know, get that information to them, either to bring it to their home ourselves, or right up to, you know, parade day of, you know, being on the parade route and helping with parade marshals or the back end so that, you know, get the parade moving and keep the parade moving. It's just all kinds of things at the trike race, you know, just having bodies there to make sure everyone stays safe and, you know, just watch out for the little kitties and then the kitties parade, you know, just, and then, you know what, just show up. And, you know, if anybody just shows up and says, I didn't get an opportunity to volunteer, no problem. We've got lots of jobs.
And, you know, that's interesting because the just show up, is there going to be kind of a location where volunteers would find you in going forward, like at an intersection?
Right. So if we set up a tent up in front of the fire hall, actually in front of the Carlson's Chiropractic, we set up a nice big tent, and that's where we do most of our work from. And so anybody can just show up there and say, you know, what can I do to help? and we'll do that. If the other place for the trike race, just downtown, there's just lots of people. There's a registration table there. So anytime they see a registration table, they can just walk up to that and just say they'd like to help.
Well, I have to say, you know, I live in the land of not being here that long, but feeling like I've been in Port Townsend for a while, and I'm still utterly charmed by the pet parade. I just, it's amazing. It's something, if you've not been a part of or witnessed, you must. It's everything from roosters to snakes to horses to, and the cute, things that they pull behind. They even put costumes on some of these pets. So listeners.
Well, that's part of it. They want, they have to dress their pet up to be in the parade. And the hardest part for us is to get them to go slowly down the hill because they all just tend to bunch up. So it's hard to see everyone. So we try and get them to go single file down there so everyone can see you.
Yeah, that's one of the not so best kept secrets. Go to the very end of the parade and there's a collection. You feel like you've landed in a zoo without any cage. Oh my goodness. Well, we're going to be running out of time shortly. So I want to really make sure we focus in on some of your greatest needs and how folks can come alongside you. So if there's a particularly important piece we need to make sure we visit, let's hone in on that. So what are you challenged by most right now?
Money. Two things. Money for one thing. And actually, one of the things we desperately need is someone with a fifth wheel, one-ton truck that can pull our float trailer, because right now we can't go anywhere to any other parades because we can't pull the trailer.
Okay. Let's get that phone number for that fifth wheel. Rita.
Right. That's it. 360-301-1104. I feel like I need 1-800. I need a truck.
And Mary, what are you thinking? Now it sounds like you're going to be the nuts and bolts behind the scene. I heard spreadsheet and I went, oh my goodness, do you need someone to help you make calls? Or about that money, how is that being, where are people dropping that? How would they actually participate financially if they wanted to donate?
Well, there actually is a GoFundMe page, believe it or not, going on
Excellent.
Right now.
Excellent. Let's talk about that. Yes.
You can get to that from our webpage and our Facebook page. But also, as far as the database is concerned, also on the webpage is a form that if you want to volunteer, go ahead and fill it out. And I review that every day, and then I add it to my database. And then we also have meetings at the Legion. And right now, they're Tuesday nights at 6:30.
Every Tuesday night at 6:30 at the Legion.
So come on down.
And let's get the date of this Roadie Festival into this program. We haven't mentioned what days it's running. It begins on May.
The parade is always the third weekend in May. So we're actually looking at the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Very good.
And the Roadie runs on Sunday, the 22nd.
I want to celebrate you two. Awesome volunteers, Mary Crozier and Rita Hubbard. Thank you so much for joining us today on Everybody Can. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and thank you for listening in today. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is in the masterful hands of Nora Petrich. Now go out, get involved, and do you have an extra bed or pet around? Come on, the Roadie Festival. Stop and smell the roadies.